Good Monday morning. I'm Jay Ogden of Oakland Church of Christ. Hope your week is off to a good start. I love the fall time of year. It's one of my favorites. Seeing the leaves fall reminds me of certain duties that's going to come around when spring eventually gets here. The debris that falls ends up falling in gutters, and those gutters need to be cleaned. I confess that this is not a job that which I look forward to or necessarily enjoy, nor do I know of anyone who actually does love doing it, but it is nonetheless a necessary, important duty. Failure to keep up with it leads to overflows that rot out your fascia boards, your eaves, and other rafter problems. But such seemingly mundane tasks provide time for spiritual reflection, so let's consider some points. Cleaning the gutters does not require any specialized knowledge or discernment to know if it needs doing. Anyone with eyes can see leaves in them or weeds or little trees growing up in them. It does not require any specialized skill. Anyone with any basic mobility and balance can do it. It doesn't really require any specialized tools or equipment. Just a ladder and some fingers on your hands will do, although using a glove or some kind of putty scraper is helpful. And it doesn't require any specialized, highly technical instruction. Just get the leaves and the muck out, and then all you got to do is wash up and you're back to normal. However, it does require it's my responsibility mentality. They're my gutters on my house, therefore cleaning them is my job. It also requires I can do this mentality. I can see that it needs doing. I have the ability to climb a ladder. I have or can easily get the required tools such as the ladder and a scraper to do the project. It also requires a willingness to work and get dirty. It's sometimes a stinky mess, and that dirty job that requires the considerable efforts of moving the ladder, climbing up and down numerous times, as well as actually getting the leaves and whatever else, the muck out. And I can't do this particular job by pushing a button or swiping an app. The gutters and my tools are going to need a good washing to complete the job. It also requires a willingness to do a job repetitively. No matter how well I do it this time, it will need doing again if time remains. Fall leaves and spring rains will require that I keep repeating the cleaning. Okay, let's make some spiritual applications. The muck in my gutters is the sin in my life. It doesn't take a specialized knowledge or discernment to recognize its presence or its eternal consequences. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death." Romans 6, 23. Rather than allowing the storms of life to flow harmlessly away, this muck and mess of sin causes them to back up and flood my soul with cares of this life rather than the next. Cleaning the muck from my gutters is my responsibility. God has already done his part. He loved me and everyone else enough to show me the dirtiness of my sin in his word, Romans chapter 7, verse 7. He manifested his grace to me and everyone else by his son. But I have to do my part too. I have to acknowledge the sin or the muck that is in my gutters, and then I need it to be cleaned from me. I have to accept responsibility for it and be willing to do something about it. I have to climb the ladder of his love and his grace that elevates me to the place where I can do my part of the cleaning prerequisite. And I have to keep on cleaning as the need arises. These things don't require any special discernment or any special skills or any highly specialized technical instructions. They do require me to accept responsibility and to be willing to do my part to clean my gutters, to be willing to get dirty with working hard to clean them, and to be willing to do it again when the need arises. Now let's go out and clean out our gutters, the spiritual ones at least. We would love to have you at Oakland Church of Christ. We meet at 18111 Townsend Ford Road. We meet on Sunday mornings at 9:30 for Bible study, 10:20 for worship, again that afternoon at 5. We also meet on Wednesday evenings at 7 o'clock for Bible study. We'd love to have you at any opportunity. Go out and have a good day today.